On this 19th day of June, to check the marketplace in Chicago at the CME Group for the mid-morning as futures are trading higher across the grains floor. July contract in the corn pit is up 6.25 cents at $4.47 3/4. December at $4.45 3/4 and half now is up 6.25, and the July at $4.69 1/2 on the last tick, up 5 3/4. July soybeans at $14.17 1/2, 8.5 cents higher. September there at $12.56, up 6.5. November at $12.22 1/2, up 9.5, and January beans are 9 higher at $12.29. Bean meal is up $1.20. Bean oil is 30 cents higher. Live cattle futures are up $2.40 in the August contract at $147.42 1/2. And feeder cattle for the day at $208.50. In the September, up $2.95. That nearby August at $207.75, up $2.90 after being down in both of those particular contracts, the $3 limit yesterday. July lean hogs at $127.40, up $1.97 1/2. In the outside markets, crude oil for the day traded at $106.04 a barrel, up 7 cents. The RBOB gasoline at $3.11 1/10 cents. That's a penny and 3/10 higher. And ethanol futures for the day at $1.99 3/4, or $1.99 6/10. That's down 6 1/10 cents. And the spread between the two is $1.11 1/2 cents wide. That's 7 4/10 cents wider than it was yesterday, and is probably a good reason for our guest this morning on the phone line, Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises, to feel a little better about the positive news in the corn pit and the corn market for the day. Good morning to you, Dan. How are you today?
Doing fine, Todd.
Well, the ethanol numbers for this week, actually last week, were really good. I suspect you saw those and thought, ha, good for me.
Well, I mean, if the bears want to keep prices down at these levels, at cost production or below, I mean, we're going to increase demand. I mean, this is demand building, and you can see that with ethanol numbers, and you can see what's going to happen over in the livestock market. Right now, we're feeding the animals the heavier weights until we get the more numbers coming at us. So, I mean, at these levels, we're building demand. So I guess it's real difficult for me to be bearish at these levels. Now, granted, I do have to concede to the bear if it keeps raining and we have no crop stress and we do have a big crop, there could be some problems as we go on in the harvest. But prices down here at this $4 level, at this level, this early in the growing season, I don't think you're going to see much farmer selling. And you've been seeing basis improvement. A lot of the weakness that we've seen in the market the last couple, 3 weeks has been the index funds rolling their positions forward. It's been traditional funds liquidating, and you get a lot of that at the end of the quarter, and that's where we're at. We're at the end of the quarter, so you have seen open interest decline a little bit in the marketplace, and my guess is that you're going to see some more of that decline as this market tries to pull together some kind of late-month rally. We got a long ways to go before we can really solidify maybe a bottom in this corn market. I would like to see a higher weekly finish. That would give us a weekly reversal to the upside in the corn market. The wheat market is off with some pretty good price action here the last few days. And soybeans ain't that far off either. So, I mean, this thing, it wouldn't take much to get corn and wheat higher for the month, and then we'll see what kind of numbers USDA throws at us on June 30th.
Well, the ethanol numbers are good. The numbers for the livestock, as you have mentioned, probably building some demand. We'll see some of that in the grain stocks report. The weekly export figures, though, for corn were dramatically down on the four-week average and off last year, both in that 70 to 75, 80% range. Any good reason for the exports not to show up last week?
Well, a lot of the export sales, most of, a lot of your export facilities are going to be at capacity. down in New Orleans, so they really can't take on a lot of new business right at the moment. Now, new crop sales, I think, are dragging simply because the buyer has taken the stance, well, you know, if prices are going to go lower, why should I buy now? So I think what you'll see is if you do get a bottom in this market and the market starts trending higher for one reason or the other, then I think you'll see a bunch of new crop business come into the market. But they're basically on the sidelines because everybody's telling them that we're going to have a big crop and we're going to have $3.50 corn. So they're all basically waiting on the sidelines for those lower prices, and we'll see whether or not that materializes.
You want to take me through your charts real quick and some of the chart numbers, I suppose, for the new crop corn, please?
Well, new crop, these corn needs to kind of get above this 447. We're up here at 446 today. If we could kind of close out the week above 448, I'd like to see a good close above 450. I think then that would kind of shore up the technical picture on corn, that we can maybe call that a 20-week cycle low, and then that would put it in position then to rally as we go on into USA's crop report, and then through the month of July, and maybe takes us into August. When I take a look at soybeans, November soybeans, I guess I got to be generally positive here. If we can kind of get some closes above this 1230 area, I think then that opens up the door then for a pretty good rally in November soybeans. If you take a look at wheat, wheat does look like we're going to close out the week here with a weekly reversal up. That's what the way I'm kind of reading the market, and I think that's a strong signal that maybe an early harvest low is in place on wheat. And that's been kind of what I've been looking at, is if you could get the hard red winter wheat market to pull out of a low because of a short crop and quality problems, that would spill over into a soft red winter wheat, and then that would spill on over into corn, and you could get all three of those markets moving to the upside. And USA's report, you know, it's a wild card, but it wouldn't surprise me to see less acres planted than what the trade's talking about. And it wouldn't surprise me to see smaller grain stocks numbers than what the trade would like to see. And then we'll kind of go from there and see what kind of weather pattern we have. Probably mid-July is going to be kind of real critical. It's going to be a drawn-out weather pattern this year with a lot of late planted corn. So probably we've got upwards of 6 weeks of pollination here during July and August. That's going to be real critical to attaining the big crop that the market has already worked into it.
One last question. I'm really short of time. You're not concerned that in the daily November chart that there's not a head and shoulders top being made there somewhere?
Well, there's been a head and you could actually read head and shoulders bottom in it too.
okay.
There's been a head and shoulders top in that November beans for upwards of a year, and they've never been able to make it work. And as soon as it gets close to being, you know, being confirmed, then it gets unconfirmed. So,
okay.
I mean, it's there, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be activated. And we'll have to kind of go from there. Old crop beans have a lot of work to do. We're 60 million bushels above USDA's projection. The way I'm reading it, maybe 30 million of those beans could be rolled to the next year, but I think exports are going to be 30 million. And I
seconds,
think imports are going to be 70 million, so we still got to find 50 million bushels of beans.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Dan.
Very well.
We'll talk with Dan Zwicker again this afternoon. He is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, joins us here on the Mid-morning market report. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu or our ag program in WILL Ag. That's WILL AG.org.